Hey guys, welcome to Soulfully Diffused, where we talk a little bit about life and love, body, mind, soul, and oils. This is Amy.
And this is Ashley. Welcome to episode number 3. So today we're going to do something different and something we hope you think is fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it'll be fun. Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Me too. So we probably should have done this for episode 1, but we realized that maybe some of you don't know who we are, and hopefully some strangers are listening to this and want to be our friends afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
But they might want to know a little bit about us.
Yeah, because really, so far, I don't think they really know much.
Other than we're a good time.
Yeah.
And we drink tea.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. Tonight we're drinking some chai tea. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good, actually. I'm impressed. So we're going to do 10 questions.
So we have each made up 10 questions separately. So we don't know each other's questions.
Yes. So we're going to ask one another. And I feel like we're going to get to know each other.
Yeah, I think so.
And then other people are going to get to know us.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to start? We're going to go back and forth.
So... okay, I'll start.
Okay.
All right, Aim. So question number 1. Oh, I wish we had like Jeopardy music or like a dun-dun-dun.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Question number 1. It's a 3-parter.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
What is your favorite color, food, and drink? Go.
That's cheating. That's 3 questions.
But I was like, one is, if you just was like purple.
Okay.
That would be so boring.
Okay. Okay, so my favorite color, first, can you guess what my favorite color is?
Green.
No, that's wrong. My favorite color is actually red.
Red. What?
I know.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
I know.
Why?
I don't know. I like to look at red, but I don't have anything that's red.
You do. You have that red dress.
Oh, I do have a red dress that I do really like.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only thing that
has it always been your favorite color?
For like as long as I can remember. For a while, I went through this pink phase.
When the red was just too much.
Yeah, maybe. And then I was like anti-pink for a long time.
Okay.
But now I'm like embracing pink again. I'm okay with it. I think I just was like way too pink. Like everything was pink.
Yeah.
And then I really got
sick. You were over it.
But I've always liked red.
Okay. So red.
Yeah. And then my favorite food.
Yeah.
So it would have to be a toss-up.
Oh, okay.
I love salmon.
Oh,
like okay. Any salmon kind of salmon.
Is pink.
That's true. I don't know why I love it so much, but I just freaking love it so much.
Okay.
And peanut butter.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Peanut butter.
You probably knew that one.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think of that, but yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, and I don't hide that.
What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink. Aside from water.
Yeah, I know. I was like, mine would just be water. Or I like kombucha.
Oh, I love a good latte.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Skinny cinnamon
latte. Or a good glass of wine also. But I'm not picky with wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right.
Learn something new.
I'm not a cheater. So my first question.
It's just one question.
Is what is your favorite food?
Oh, okay.
Because I love food, so.
I love food, too. I used to say that my favorite food was pizza because I do love pizza, but yep. I don't like how pizza makes me feel. So
it's like a love-hate relationship with pizza.
It is a love-hate relationship. Yeah. Also, like I love cereal, but I can't eat it all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I love? I love oatmeal.
I love oatmeal too.
It just really does
it
for me.
Lots of peanut butter on it.
Yeah, I like peanut butter on it. I like apples. I like blueberries. I like honey. I like nuts on it.
You know what I love about oatmeal?
What?
You can put whatever you want on it.
Yeah, it's everything.
Literally.
I feel like if Steve makes like scrambled eggs for breakfast and I eat those, I'm like, oh, I should probably have oatmeal for lunch now because I haven't had any oatmeal today.
You're like so deprived
that's
of oatmeal
much I love
because you haven't
oatmeal.
Had it for one
that's,
single day.
That sounds like I am like as interesting as a paper bag. I love oatmeal. Yeah,
I love oatmeal so much. I can't go a day without it.
But I like to make it fun. So let's just put that out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Question 2.
Okay.
It's only a 1-parter.
Oh, okay. Good.
I'm just making sure none of my other ones are triples. Okay, best vacation you've ever taken.
Oh. I've had some good vacations. What you got? I don't know, because I've had some really good ones.
Don't you have one that just, like, pops right in?
No, because I've had so many good ones, and, like, they're good for different reasons, I feel like.
One that's, well, if, like, I had said your top three, you would say that was cheating again.
That's true. Well, obviously, our honeymoon to St. Lucia was on, like, the top of the
Where
list.
Where did you stay? Oh, Sandals.
Yeah. But it was just, like, so different, I feel like, than anywhere that I had gone
before.
I love
St.
Lucia. But we also did a road trip to New York City, which was just, like, so much fun.
You drove all the way to New York
City? Yeah, and it was so – we had so much fun.
That's cool. Who'd you do that with?
With Brent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was, like, in our early days.
Yeah,
and it was
when you had,
like,
time to drive to New York
City.
Yeah,
and we were just, like, so smitten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It was really – that's probably one of the best ones, too.
That sounds fun.
I have others, but
how
I could
probably
talk for
a while. How long did it take you to get to New York?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. You were in love.
Yeah, that's true. And I slept the whole way.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was thinking you were, like, having
we
deep
got
conversations
there.
On the road.
Oh, no. We left. Brent was working afternoons, and we left after his shift, and we got to New York at, like, 5 in the morning, and then we didn't go to bed, and we just, like, toured the city on no sleep, and we were
the good
zombies,
old days.
Zombies by the end of the day.
You can't do
but
that
it was so
stuff
much
anymore.
Fun. No, no.
No.
Not possible.
Cool.
All right.
Those are good ones.
Okay. Sorry. I cheated. I got your back.
Okay.
Okay, your question number 2. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh. Okay. You know what? I'm going to be the person that goes with the automatic thing that pops into their head.
Okay.
I feel like, no. I feel like that's a bad idea. I was going to say I'd want to read minds. But I don't know if I want to know what's in other people's minds. Okay, scratch that.
Okay.
Don't go with my automatic response.
I'm okay with that because I don't think you want that.
I would like to be able to fly. No, that sounds scary.
No, that would be because you, like, would be able to do that.
I'd like to fly.
Yeah.
I could get around.
Because nothing would go wrong because you
real
fast. Like, that's your superpower.
Yeah, but, like, Superman died in that movie and he flies. Well, he comes back, just so you know.
Okay.
But he died.
What if people have not seen the movie?
You
just totally
you guys
ruined
are like 3
it.
Years behind, so
I don't think
so
I've
is
seen.
Amy.
Shit.
Didn't you watch Superman versus Batman?
No.
Oh.
Now yeah. I don't need to.
Krypton and stuff. Okay. Number 3.
Okay.
Pour moi. What is a day in your life like?
Like amazing?
There you have it, folks. Get into the good stuff. It's amazing.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what do you do in a day? I don't really know what you do all day.
Like when I'm at work?
Yeah, let's do that. Because on the weekends, I know Saturdays, you go to the market. Friday night, you
meal
plan.
Wow, I'm so predictable.
Sundays, you meal prep. Usually we have a play day. Saturday nights, you
like, what do I do when I wake up in the morning? Or, like, what do I just do?
Yeah, how's your day go?
Well,
I mean, don't.
I was doing really well getting up and, like, doing my yoga, and then lately I've been too tired. I just need to, like, get a refresh on that.
Well,
luckily. But yeah, I get up and I get ready and I listen to a podcast or two while I'm getting ready. I really like to take my time getting ready in the morning, so I get up earlier so that I have lots of time. Like, I don't like to rush. I like to do all of my things in the same order that I do them in every day. Does that surprise you?
There's a name for that.
I know there is.
And Cohen sleeps while you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cohen sleeps. And then, yeah, depending on the day, I've been having breakfast at home and not in the car, which has been so nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. So nice. And then I drink my coffee in the car so that it doesn't get cold when I'm at work. And then right now I'm doing my internship, so my days are all pretty different. They're just, I can't even explain my days because I don't really know what I do. It depends.
I hope your program coordinator is
still listening. I just changed to a new placement, so it's all different. But yeah, so like if I'm in a clinical placement, I'll just kind of like see what patients we have for the day and who we need to see and that sort of thing. So, but now I'm in food services, so it's way different.
And then what do you do?
And then I drive home.
Awesome.
And then usually I pick Cohen up from daycare and then we have dinner. And then if we have time, play. He loves to play hockey. So.
And so do you.
Sometimes I try to play with him and sometimes he doesn't want me to play with him. Yeah, so then we make dinner and then I take pictures of my food and I put him to bed and read him 25 stories and yeah, and then I come over here.
And that's a day in the life.
Super exciting.
Super exciting. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you're not here, you're doing pretty much what we would be doing if you were here.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is like planning things and hustling.
Yeah. Yep. Just hustling.
Just
you know,
hustling.
Working on, yeah, depending on the night, like
yeah,
podcast planner, doTERRA.
Life, homework,
reading a book.
Making plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't stop. Go, go, go.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then do my yoga because I didn't do it in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're on question 3, right? I should check these off.
Yeah. See?
Okay. This is my cheating question. This is actually a 2-part question.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it's a 3-part. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's a 2-part. I just kind of worded it different.
Okay.
Okay. So the first part is, what is the worst job you've ever had? And the second part is, what good came from that experience, or what did you learn from that horrible job?
Oh.
Or have you even had a bad job?
Not really. My first thought was like, I've really liked everywhere I've worked. You know what? I did have one bad job. I worked one day. I got a contract to work at the convention center in London as a server, and I bought like a bow tie and like black sneakers like I was supposed to.
You were just like ready to go.
I was ready to go, and I did an event, and you had to like do a deep squat and get the tray on your shoulder with like 12 fully prepared plates of food and then like hoist it up, and I was like, I am not built for this. I hated it.
Why did you have to do a squat?
Well, I just understand. Mean like you had to, it was on like,
one of those
tables. You had to get underneath it and get it
up. Okay.
Yeah. And then walk and then like take it down and it has to go
down.
So
you lasted one day?
I made it through one event at the convention center. Yeah.
Wow. Did you learn anything from that experience?
Yeah, that I don't want to do that again. I will say like I never ended up waitressing.
Yeah,
probably because of that. I did work at a golf course. I did the beer cart. That was awesome.
I feel like that's way different.
Yeah. So that was like the closest I ever came to food service again. But I don't know. I've really liked all my jobs.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But I mean, I always do learn something. I feel like there's another job that I've had that I've hated. It's not coming to me.
It
must not have been that bad.
Just interrupt.
Okay. Yeah, that's my job.
All right.
Okay, 4. Oh, this is an easy one. Well, this is a simple one. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you want to do like fiction and personal development?
I don't know. Because every time I read a book, then I love it.
Oh, well, that's
my
good.
New favorite.
It's my new favorite.
Okay, I don't know.
Your latest favorite
book? Well, I did really like You Are a Badass, but now I feel like I need to read that one again. Because it was a little while ago, and I need to remind myself. I really did like that one that you let me borrow that I still have, that extraordinary something.
Oh, I can never remember the title of it.
Something about being extraordinary.
It's by the woman that started Stella and Dot.
Yeah.
Finding Your Extraordinary?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jessica Herron.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept it because I wanted to read it again. So I think I really liked that one.
You must have.
Yeah.
And the You Are a Badass book, just for our listeners, is Jen Sincero.
Yeah. And if you haven't read it,
you
need to.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start the money one next.
We'll just go with those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
I'm sure there's like other fiction books because I've read a lot.
Yeah.
I like, but we'll stick with those. Those are my recent faves.
Good choices.
Yeah. Okay. Number four for you. If you could go, if you could travel anywhere, where would you go?
I really want to go to Tahiti or Bora Bora.
Oh, Bora Bora.
Yeah. That's probably at the top of my list. Wait, can I have a top three? I want to go there. Sure. And I want to go to Greece. Really?
Yes,
badly.
You should go to Greece. I've been there. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I know two sentences, so I can probably make it.
Yeah, I didn't know any, and I almost got lost.
Okay, so I want to go to those two places. And I really want to go to Hawaii, which I can probably manage that. I don't know if I'll ever make it across the world to Tahiti. That's far. Unless they make a way to get there quicker.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
you never know. You still have a lot of years to go.
Yeah, thanks.
You'll make it there one day. I have faith in you.
I will. I just want it. Did you ever watch the movie Couples Retreat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Right?
Yeah.
I should have done that as a question. What's your favorite movie? Yeah, I really wanted to go there. I mean, before that, but especially after that. Ride jet skis and do the yoga. Yeah, that's where I want to go.
Awesome.
All right, number five. I'm excited to hear this one.
Oh, gosh.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I don't think I do crazy things.
What do you think you've done that might be crazy?
Nothing.
You haven't done anything crazy?
Like, what's something crazy that you've done?
Okay, well, I thought about it when I wrote it down, because I'm also not a crazy person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really do a lot of crazy stuff, but Steve makes me do crazy things. So I swam with sharks.
Okay.
That was the big one.
That's kind of, well, I don't know.
I thought that was crazy. They put, like, blood in the water.
What?
Uh-huh. To get them all riled up.
Oh. That's a little...
I thought that was a pretty good one.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really do crazy things. I would go skydiving, though.
Would you?
But I just haven't done it yet.
I feel like I'm in this new space now where...
Maybe I wouldn't now.
Yeah.
I have a baby.
I have a child.
But before, I really wanted to go.
I would have gone skydiving with you pre-baby also.
We should have done it.
Well, it gives us a reason not to do it now and still sound like we're badass.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But now that I've said it out loud after I have a baby, I think I changed my mind.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Can't sacrifice.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't really done crazy things other than, like, maybe things that I did in high school that I don't really want to talk about right now.
That's exactly why I asked.
Not appropriate for podcasts.
Okay. We'll put an explicit next to that episode whenever she decides to spill it.
Probably like adventurous things was when we did zip lining in.
That's a good one.
Yeah, when we were in St. Lucia on our honeymoon, which
I would
was
not
amazing.
Do that.
Oh my goodness, it was so fun. Brent was terrified.
Like
it was hilarious.
Like,
yeah, neither was Brent.
Oh man, him and I really are kindred spirits.
He was terrified. It was so funny. I had the time of my life. It was incredible.
That's funny.
And the one that we did was like one of the highest ones. Yeah,
yeah.
It was amazing.
No.
So that.
I don't want to do that.
We'll reword the question and say most adventurous.
Okay. Most adventurous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't really have anything crazy.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Question number five.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie?
Okay. I actually was hoping you would ask me this. I am kind of the same way as you. Like, I watch a movie and I enjoy it so much.
You're like, that's my favorite movie.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that was such a good movie. But I will say my most favorite genre is I really like when the world's gonna end, which is messed up. Like, I love Twister.
Oh, yeah.
I love 2012. I love Independence Day. Like 1994 Independence Day. I love War of the Worlds. I also enjoy all the like Marvel movies.
I do like the
because
Marvel
the world is in peril and people come together and they join forces.
I didn't really ask you why, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah, those are my favorite movies when the world ends. And then I also like really girly movies like Pitch Perfect and. Oh my gosh, I just watched all the Hunger Games movies a couple weeks ago. I like those ones too. Because she's badass.
Yeah. She good choices.
Take shit from anybody.
No.
And now we're explicit again. Okay, number six. This is a sort of a two-parter.
Okay.
What is your favorite part about being a mom, and what is the hardest part about being a mom?
The hardest part is not having me time when I want it.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree.
Like, not just being able to, like, go and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest change, for sure.
I always tell people when they're going to have a kid now, go do all the things you want to do.
Yeah.
And don't look at the clock.
Just go.
And live it up.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be so regulated by naps.
Even go. Yeah. I was going to say going out to do anything.
Yeah.
You're just checking your watch and, oh my goodness, we need to get back. It's going to be nap time. We need to feed them lunch and get to bed.
Which I feel like some moms are really like lax about that. And that's cool. But for me...
No, but I like nap time.
I do, too. I need it for my sanity.
I need those hours in the day.
What's going to happen when they don't nap anymore? I hope he'll be like, I want to go to my room and read a book for an hour.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
All right, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is right now when... He doesn't say I love you yet, but when... Oh, there's a few things. Like when he wakes up in the morning and he's like, Mommy.
I like that
Mama.
Too. Yeah.
Or when he gives me a kiss.
That's cute.
Yeah. Or he holds my hand. He's so good. Like when we walk and he holds my hand.
Which is good. Because remember in the beginning we were like, oh, Cohen doesn't want to hold anybody's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just wanted to go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Those little things.
I like those things too.
And
I like
when he laughs.
The crazy stuff that comes out of their mouth.
Oh, yeah. It's getting so funny.
Yeah.
What did he do? He did something tonight. Oh, he was doing his yoga.
Mm-hmm.
He saw my yoga mat on the chair and he pulled it down and put it on the floor.
That's awesome.
And he went and did downward dog on the yoga mat and had his head between his legs and Brent said hello and he went, hello. And it was the first time he had said it so clearly like that. Oh my God, Brent and I were dying. It was so funny.
While he's in down dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was so cute.
I like that. Those are probably my same things.
Yeah. Okay, you're number six. What are some of the things that you do to practice self-love?
Ooh. What do I do? Okay, well, I read. That's probably the top thing. I feel like reading is just such a way to escape and learn something new.
Yeah.
And have an opinion on things and I like
so many
reading.
Things. I feel like you get so many things from
it
reading.
It scoops you right up. I've read since I was a kid. Like if I was going to the store, I would have my Babysitter's Club book with me just to read one more chapter.
I loved those books.
I know. I probably have them somewhere. And Sweet Valley. Those were my other favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I read. I do yoga. Most days, I'm taking a slight hiatus for a couple days right now because of my back, but I think yoga is everything. If you're not doing yoga, you're not living.
This is the first time that I've done it so consistently. And even at how she points out on the days where you feel like you're not even doing something, you really are. And just from one day to the next, I can notice the changes.
Yeah. It's so good. And she's really good too.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I just love her.
I love yoga. I think that's probably the top self-love thing that I do. I do my makeup just about every day because not for society, but I feel good when I have like my mascara on and my eyebrows.
Oh yeah. My eyebrows gotta be...
I just realized, though, I didn't do mine this morning. Anyway, and I like to meditate. That's a new one. Not because I haven't tried. I'm trying to stick to it now. Self-love. And I work out. Those are the things I do. And I journal.
Yes.
But I need prompts because I find it overwhelming to just sit and say, dear diary.
Prompts are okay, though.
Yeah. I like
sometimes even
an exercise.
Even sometimes a prompt will start you on something, but then you will just automatically move to something else.
So. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, number 7. How do you want people to remember you?
Oh, goodness. That's a hard one.
Ooh. What is your legacy?
I haven't really figured that out yet, I don't think.
Well, right now.
Maybe just someone who is, like, serving of others and helpful to other people and helping other people to learn and grow. And, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now, especially with, like, everything that we're doing. So
I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
And it's something to think about.
Yeah.
There.
Better put that on my list.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
You're welcome. Journal Thanks. Prompt.
Journal prompt. Perfect. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question 7. What is one thing that you are scared of? Other than heights, because you already told us that.
Is it like a superficial thing?
No, it can be whatever, anything.
Okay, yeah, I am scared of heights. What else am I scared of? I do get really nervous. I wouldn't say scared. I get really nervous in new situations. So we're doing a bar class on Saturday morning, and that makes me really nervous.
Really?
I don't know. Yep, I just get, I don't know where I am. I don't know.
You know
I'm not in charge of
you
myself.
You know what that means, though, when you have nervous energy?
That it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that it's like you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, because I'm like sparking something in me. Yeah, stuff like that scares me.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's the scariest stuff.
You lead a pretty scary life.
I do. Life's scary. Okay, top 3 lessons you've learned in adulthood thus far.
Oh.
We could have prepped, but you wanted it to be a surprise.
So much better this way, but okay, top 3 lessons that I've learned
in adulthood. And the reason I said that is because I was first going to say in your 20s, because and that's why I did 3, because there's so much you learned.
Yeah.
But now we're like into this new season of life. Yeah. So
I think one, and I'm just still working on this, is just loving yourself and like who gives a shit about what other people think.
Mm-hmm. I think we will all always be doing that one.
Yeah. But I think now
it's a focus.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Because as a younger person, that is so consuming, right?
Well, and I think when you're younger, you also look outward to fill inward. And so I think especially into your 30s, you start to turn inward to fill inward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one, so top 3 lessons. This is so hard. You got me on the spot. Okay. Well, another one that I'm working on is that just mindfulness is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get better at that.
Live in the moment.
Just mindfulness and positivity and all of those things. And another thing that I've learned is maybe, I don't know, these might not be the top things, but these are the first things that are coming to my mind, is that it's okay to kind of move on from, like old relationships or old friendships that don't necessarily serve you in a way that maybe they used to.
Yeah. I learned that one a long time ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like
it's hard though when you're younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you're like, I need a big circle of friends and they've been in my life for this long and we've been through this and that. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to be friends.
No, it has to be value.
Yeah.
Yeah, value-driven. Good one. See, there you go. You got it.
Okay. Number 8. What would you say is your best quality?
So many come to mind. What is my best quality? I think that... Oh, man. I'm trying to think of what isn't going to make me sound like an arrogant arse. I think I'm going to say two things, because the first is I think I'm a good time in the sense that I connect really well with my clients, and like I always feel as if we're friends and we're joking and having great conversation. And I find that once I get to know people, that always comes out in me, and yeah. I can always connect to people.
That's a good quality.
Yes. But I think secondary to that, which is what I learned not last year, but the year before, is my resilience. I think I am such a badass, tough mother effer than I ever realized. I've learned that a few times in a couple of different experiences over the last couple of years. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can handle shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me proud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You did have to handle a lot of shit at one time.
Yeah. And I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
I regret a few things, but very little.
But regret is okay. I learned that the other day.
Regret is okay. Yeah. And I think resiliency is one of those things that you don't necessarily have to go through bad stuff to develop.
Yeah.
But self-awareness when things get you down, even if it's just mundane daily stuff, right. is what triggers that.
Yeah.
And I had big stuff, but it's all been built upon little things, right, throughout my life. So yeah. What was the question again?
Your best quality.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's it. That's
awesome.
All I got. Okay. This is my favorite question.
Oh, goodness. I feel like yours are so much harder than mine.
What do you do, or what have you experienced, that makes you feel like you are fully stepping into your power?
What do I do, or what?
Or what have you been through? Like, is there an experience you've had, or is there something you engage in and you're like, I am in my power?
I don't even necessarily know if it's a specific experience, but I feel like kind of right now where I am in my life, like all the pieces are kind of connecting. So like I feel like I'm in the right spot, and I feel like I'm doing all of the things that I should be doing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like a pinpoint experience or something specific that I've done,
mm-hmm.
but kind of as I am coming to like the midpoint of my internship and becoming a dietitian and working on all of these awesome things with you and working on doTERRA and kind of focusing on all of these things in terms of wellness
hustling.
And just doing the hustling. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like I'm in the right spot, and it like that makes me feel kind of powerful. And,
yeah. You know, what's weird. I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing what I need to be doing.
Yeah. Awesome.
To go forward.
Such a good feeling.
It is a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should harness it and sell it.
We should.
Called Step Into Your Power Magic Powder.
And hustle.
And hustle.
Awesome. Okay, number 9 is, how would you define happiness for yourself?
Ooh. How would I define happiness? I think that when I am able to be present and mindful, that's usually when I'm happiest, and I'm surrounded by my little family. But I think the way that I find happiness is that I really like sit in the moment and enjoy something that's happening.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that a lot. And so, you know, Steve will do something funny with Mace, and I'm really just trying to sit there and be like, this is awesome. And
yeah.
This is how I want to feel. And this is how I want our family to feel. So I think when I feel those like moments, that makes me happy. And also when I am doing all the things I feel like I should be doing,
yeah.
which is what we were just talking
yeah.
about. Right. And
yeah.
when I'm counseling that and helping people, and I'm getting feedback that they're growing, that just makes me feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Final question for Amy.
Okay.
What is your favorite piece of advice or wisdom?
Oh. Like, that I would give other people,
I wish
or that
I see every question I ask you. You look so stunned.
These are hard questions.
I know. I'm a thought-provoking person.
From someone else, or that I would say?
Ooh,
can
either
you,
or.
Can you word it again? Can you say it again?
Yes. Your favorite piece of advice or wisdom. And it can either be one that you've gotten, or that you've gotten and then you pass on, or go.
I think this kind of feeds off of what we were talking about before in just loving yourself, I think. Before anything else, just kind of focusing on you and how you're feeling, kind of incorporating all the things that we're talking about, like being mindful and, yeah, I think nothing else is important if you don't love yourself first.
That's right. You can't save anybody if you don't put your own oxygen
mask
on.
And you can't, yeah, yeah.
Right.
You can't serve anyone. You can't be there for anyone else. You can't love someone else. Hmm. If you don't actually love yourself first. So I think before
you're
anything.
You're just draining your own tank.
Yeah.
Good one.
All right.
Way to wrap up your question.
Question number 10
okay.
is.
Hit me.
My questions are not as thought provoking as yours. But tell us one thing about yourself that most people don't know about you.
Oh, okay. So. When I...
Spill your secret.
I will spill a secret. Some people know this, but most people don't know this.
Okay.
So when I was... I don't think you know this, so maybe that's
it
all
It better
that
be
matters.
Something that I don't know.
I hope not. I mean, I hope so. Okay. When I was 8, my parents every weekend drove me to Toronto to the Children's Television Acting Studio, and I had a resume, I had headshots, I did commercials, I did acting training, we had to do one with, like, Bickles Pickles, and we had to do unique New York. Anyway, and I auditioned for a movie.
Wow.
And
what
I
movie
lost
was it?
Out to a girl named Roxy.
And you will never forget that.
I will never forget her. Never. I forget. It was called Sunset something. And yeah, it was right at those years where you hit puberty and you're mm-hmm. not quite a kid and you're not
yeah.
quite a teenager.
It's like
and
so
I didn't,
awkward.
I didn't really fit in a box. So I kind of ditched the acting thing. I really thought I was going to be an actor and move to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was what I thought I was going to do.
What? So when did you...
You should see my headshots.
When did you give up on this?
Probably about 12.
When you lost out to Roxy.
Yeah. Roxy was the final straw, I had to say.
Isn't that interesting that you still remember Roxy?
I remember Roxy very well. She destroyed my dreams. I mean, it does help that I don't think the movie really went anywhere. So. take
and I don't
that,
know.
Roxy.
I don't know anyone named Roxy, so I don't think Roxy went anywhere either.
What if she was listening? That'd be cool.
Hey, Roxy,
come find me. Anyway, so we hope you enjoyed this getting to know.
That was so fun. I think we should do that again.
I do too. Now you're like brewing with questions.
I just need better questions
to throw me
next
off.
Time.
I think those were good.
All right.
And we spun off of each one.
That's true.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening. Be sure to hit subscribe and rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends if you liked it. And then come and be our friend. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just want more friends.
Okay, so don't forget to spend a little time connecting to your soul.